the all-electric Kia EV6 GT supercar. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Hey, welcome to the show. Gary Belcher here with Matty Rogers filling in for Scotty Sattler again. Sats' last couple of days of holidays. G'day, Matty. You're a bit under the weather, mate.
A little under the weather, yeah. Bit of a sore throat.
Not self-inflicted, something.
No. Well, I was doing plenty of yelling on the weekend. I went down to Sydney to watch the Sydney Sevens at Allianz Stadium.
How'd it go?
It was an amazing event. I do recommend anyone gets the opportunity to go to one of those Sevens tournaments.
The Aussie girls were going pretty well. They were unlucky, weren't they, in the quarters?
Yeah, they just, you know, it's been a big sort of 16 months for the girls and the boys. I think it's sort of all just sort of started to add up. But, look, they all tried hard. They finished off strong, though, the girls. They beat Fiji in their final game. But, it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
Plenty happened, of course, in the cricket, in the tennis. Novak Djokovic's 10th Australian Open victory. Amazing, 10 wins. Does that make him the GOAT, or is he, like a lot of people think, is he just a GOAT?
Well, he's on par, isn't he? I mean, he's on par with Rafa now.
Yeah.
You know, and
I got to tell you, Matt, I saw the greatest ever last night watching that game. I saw the greatest ever. I got to admit it.
Novak.
Rod Laver was sitting in the audience.
Oh, right.
Watching on. And if Novak's better than him, I'm going to walk backwards.
Well, you've got to look at times and, you know, who they play against. I mean, it's tough to compare, isn't it, really?
It is. Absolutely,
I mean, was Laurie Daly better than, you know, Darren Lockyer was, you know, the king better than Andrew Johns? It's one of those things.
But maybe we just got to say, no,
they're all amazing.
They're all
amazing
great
athletes in their time.
And a couple of Aussies won the doubles.
I know.
Your beauty.
Oh, you're on the bandwagon now, eh?
Yeah. Well, I did not enjoy it last year when knucklehead Kyrgios won it, but Kubler and Hijikata, that was good to see.
And you know what? Australia got right behind the special case. It was a bit quiet.
A lot of Australia did. At least you can be proud out of these guys. They don't go on like imbeciles.
But no one watched
themselves.
No one really.
Everyone got behind the special K's. I reckon this went under the radar this week.
No, they didn't get behind. I think most Australians watching them last year to see them lose, hopefully. No one wants Kyrgios to have anything. Welcome to the show, International Jack, as well. The Brisbane Heat got the job done over the Renegades. Into the second last game.
That's right, against the Sixers.
The Sixers Thursday. Yeah. And the winner plays the Perth Scorchers on Saturday. And what about this? Dolphins sighted in the Brisbane River. Matty, what does it mean?
I saw that. It looked like a ferry was going to run over them. But,
very unusual. Well, that river must be cleaning up because it was pretty filthy a few years ago.
Yeah, it still looks and brown. Time. I haven't seen it looking all that flash lately.
My dad grew up at West End in the heart of Brisbane and said they saw dolphins and the water was pretty clear when he was a young bloke in the 40s, 50s.
I think it's like the Indus upstream, isn't it? Like it just creates sort of
They did a lot of dredging.
Right,
for many years, dredge, and it's just never been the same.
Up,
well, they got get rid of all. Anyway, is it an omen? Well, if the Dolphins are playing the Broncos this weekend, I might think so, but not for months. And, of course, the NFL.
I know, Matty. I'm a broken man today. Not only have I got a sore throat, my beloved 49ers went down today. It was, but you know, on the brighter side of all that, Jordan Mailata, the big Aussie who I talked about last week.
Yep.
He's going to the Super Bowl.
Kansas City Chiefs to play.
To play the Chiefs, the Philadelphia
to play
Eagles.
Eagles.
And Mailata, the big Aussie. So I'm on the Jordan Mailata bandwagon now. So come on, Eagles, let's go. Australia's behind them.
All right, you can join in anytime you like, 0457 736 736. And you can get us on Twitter as well, at SportsDayQLD. We're doing it for Kia, the all-electric Kia EV6 GT supercar. When we come back, we'll do a more full-on NRL update.
The all-electric Kia EV6 GT supercar. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
It is. Matty Rogers here with Gary Belcher, and we're going to talk a bit about the NRL. Yeah. Matty, and you can rely on your local Repco authorised service centre. Mm. I see a bit of a story around Anthony Griffin today. Yep. Says he's they had some drama last year.
They did.
They've had a bit of drama off the field the last couple of years and on the field. But three of them turned up to their
the presentation
night. And they said, I think he had a few excuses, but it was poor.
It was poor, but I mean, I think it was poor by the club too to put it 5 weeks on, 5 weeks after the season, and expect all the players in their holiday time to be
sure
where they are. I mean, that's a club issue.
So it says something about the whole club, maybe not just the players. So the only ones that turned up were the ones that must have known they were getting awards, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I did read that.
Is that like raffles? If you're not there, you don't win the prize.
That's right.
They give it to the next bloke.
Yeah, redraw. I did read, though, that Hook had a barbecue and he invited all the players. Everyone showed up.
Yeah, just recently. Yeah, at a surf club.
They're all on board. You know,
families, friends, the whole thing. So, hey, they've only signed 27 players. They're down to 25.
I
can tell you here straight away, Cody Ramsey's been written off for the season. He's got ulcerative colitis or something. I met a rally of his on the weekend, and she said, look, there's a chance he'll be back this year, late in the year. That's what he's hoping for.
He's a great young talent. So yeah, I'll miss him if he's not playing.
He's contracted for a couple of years, and, you know, he's a bit concerned about that. But they're saying that, you know, he's got some hope that he might come back. So I think Dragons fans would be happy about that.
Yeah, but they need to sign. They have to have a roster of 30 by kickoff, don't they?
I mean, that's these two guys, you can go, yeah, well, that's 27. They need to sign three more. I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah.
Or is it you have to have spent most of your salary cap?
Dollars. Yeah.
Teletown Moan's the other one who's stood down for some charges he's facing.
Yeah.
The Bulldogs have let Mitch Moses' mob know that they're not chasing him anymore. They signed that young
Brisbane
Olopatu.
Yeah, he's a great young talent.
Mm.
Obviously not at the Mitch Moses level yet.
Yep.
But I respect that. I do. Like, let them know, look, we're not coming.
Yeah, we've got this other kid.
Yeah, this is where we're investing our money or our time and our effort.
Yep.
You know, Mitch knows, his management knows, and they can, you know, look elsewhere.
So he'll either stay at the Eels or go back to the Tigers, seems.
The Tigers have put a... Well, the Tigers are very keen to get him back now.
Yeah, they are.
They've put a... Well, they'll pay overs to get him.
But the Eels are keen to keep him.
Mm.
You know, I think... He's a really important part of what's happening at the Eels.
Yeah,
if they want to make the GF again and win one soon, I think they need him. And what about this? Just quickly while we're talking about the Bulldogs, Cameron Sorello, the new coach, has named a 6-man leadership group.
I don't mind it.
Raymond Fatala Mariner is the club captain.
Yep.
And Reid Marnie and Matt Burton will share duty as on-field skippers. So it'll be...
Then Josh Adakar, Viliami Kikau, and Max King will join that leadership group. You know,
cool.
I don't mind it.
A few people ownership, and he must be impressed with different people. I don't like having four skippers, and that's not what they've done. It's a leadership group.
And I think, you know, they're not a new club. They're trying to establish a new identity and a lot of new players coming in there and, you know, a lot of new faces.
Does this help, Matt, when a new player or a young player or a player who's got a problem with the coach or with someone else... He should have someone within that group he could confide in, couldn't he?
Absolutely.
He says, hey, I'm just not happy about this, or this isn't working for me, or what do you reckon? You think in that whole group, he's going to find someone he can relate to.
Yeah, absolutely. And we you know, I remember when I went to the Titans back in 2007, we were a new club and, you know, there's a lot of new faces. We had a sort of a 6-man or a 5-man leadership group.
Princey, Luke Bailey, you, Anthony DeFranchi,
Mark Limoncello.
Yeah. So those are 5 senior players straight away.
Yeah. And it was great because not everybody could relate to Princey, or not everybody related to me, or not everybody related to Bales.
Oh, they relate to you, but not to Princey.
Maybe.
Just in his own little world.
But, yeah, so that was the reality of that situation, and it worked really well. So I sort of applaud them for doing that.
Yep.
You know, there's always going to be someone you can talk to. And then I'm sure anybody in that leadership group will have no issues going knocking on the coach's door and saying, listen, we've got an issue that, you know, might, you know, become a problem if we don't do something.
You know what's a standout thing for that group with me? Not one of them, I think, has ever captained their team that I can remember. Fatala Mariner, Reid Marnie, and Matt Burton, Josh Adakar, Viliami Kikau, Max King.
Yeah.
All rookies in that department. Yep. They must have something going for them. Hey, better get to the break, Matt. For expert car service, book in to your local Repco authorised service centre. We're doing it for the Kia EV6 badge. And Matt, back soon.
The all-electric Kia EV6 GT Supercar. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, Badge and Matt. And we promised him earlier... SEN cricket commentator extraordinaire Bharat Sundaresan is on the line to tell us everything he knows about cricket, and maybe he can give us an inside tip for what's going to happen tonight in the Allan Border Medal. It seems some people think they know who's across the line. I'm not so sure it's as cut and dried. Bharat, what do you reckon? How are you, firstly, mate? And, yeah, welcome to the show.
Nah, thank you, guys. Thank you for having me again. No, I'm all good. I've nearly packed and ready for my big homecoming trip back to India. I can't wait. It's been a long, long time since I last was there. So, and what better reason to go back there than to meet my mother? I mean, like, go and watch Australia and India play test cricket. exciting times ahead.
Yes, yes. And that's going to be a great trip for one and all, no doubt. But, yeah, tonight, the Allan Border Medal and the Belinda Clark Medal as well for the best cricketers in Australia. We'll start with the Steve Smith favourite to take it out for a fourth time. Is he across the line yet, do you reckon?
I think Usman Khawaja is not too far behind, in my opinion. I mean, just the year he had, just the impact he's had. I mean, look, Steve Smith has him covered maybe in terms of being Steve Smith, I guess, but also, you know, he's played other formats, so that he has that going for him. But I don't know. I would say Usman Khawaja is very, very close. It's nip and tuck for me.
Yeah, and Travis Head and Marnus, their names have been tossed up as well. I think that's in a couple of hours, Matty. And I'm not sure if you're across the women's game much at all, but I think Beth Mooney and Ash Gardner are the standouts for the Belinda Clark Medal. They've played extremely well, our Aussie ladies.
Oh, I mean, they're arguably one of the most indomitable sports teams across all formats, across all sports in the world, and have been for a while. And both names you mentioned, like Beth Mooney and Ash Gardner, are right in the mix. And Beth Mooney just keeps getting better and better with what she does, right? I still can't forget the innings she played. Was it last year or maybe 18 months ago with the broken jaw? Hurt herself and came back and made runs. And Ash Gardner as well. I mean, look at her record. It's extraordinary, the record she has in T20 and one-day cricket. Now, so once again, Nipinna could go either way, but Beth Mooney seems more of a favourite there than, for me, Steve Smith is currently for that Allan Border Medal.
Nice one. Brad, I wanted to ask you about the Indian tour. We've heard so much about the Australian team. There's been so many injuries, you know, the selection problems that we're having, you know, who's going to be fit, who's not. But we haven't heard much about the Indian team. I want to know, how are they shaping up, and who are the Australians going to be up against? Are they as strong as what they can be?
I think they're getting there. Their test form, I should say, has been a little patchy over the last 18 months or so, but they're just so incredible at home. They have so many ways to hurt you. It's not just a trial by spin, like many people just assume it'll be once they head to India. Even though Jasprit Bumrah is not part of the squad for the first two tests, in Mohammad Shami and Mohammad Siraj and Umesh Yadav, who's got such a great record on home soil, they have their fast bowling sorted, and they're just spoiled for choices in the spin department with Jadeja back to full fitness. He's just taken 7 wickets in a Ranji Trophy match to signal his comeback. So it's going to be interesting to see which 3 spinners they play. You would have backed them to play 3 spinners in Nagpur. And with Jadeja, you have a genuine all-rounder as well. So the one that Australia will miss in Cam Green. And I think that is a big blow. I mean, Mitchell Stark's the blow as well, but Josh Hazlewood really proven himself reverse swing and bowling across the world, and he's done really well in other formats in India. So maybe not as big a miss, not having Stark, because Hazlewood comes in, but not having Cam Green's all-round abilities will hurt, and that's where India have the advantage in Jadeja. But the batting-wise, the thing is, there are a few question marks, because Rohit Sharma hasn't played a lot of test cricket since he became captain last year. He's been injured a lot. KL Rahul's just gotten married, but his form's been very, very up and down. And Pujara just got back into runs. Virat Kohli hasn't made a test 100 for a while, but he's got his form back in one-day cricket. But I think Shreyas Iyer could be the guy who hurts Australia, because he does take down spin. He's one of those batters. He has no respect for spin. It'll be a great battle. He really did get the better of Nathan Lyon in a practice game all those years ago, 6 years ago. So that'll be the combination, the batting combination. The wicketkeeper is really interesting. Whether they go for... He's going to be a debutant either way. Either they go for my namesake in KS Bharat, who's a very organized keeper and organized batter, or they have the maverick in Ishan Kishan, who's more in the Rishabh Pant court.
Yeah. Oh, look, it is so interesting, isn't it? And you know, Australia... We know they're not having a warm-up game, no. Which everyone finds unusual, but they tried to kind of replicate conditions at North Sydney Oval on the weekend, on a hot day as well. Will that be enough, do you think, Barrett? They had footmarks, there for the spinners to give them a bit of assistance. And you reckon that'll be enough, or are they still doing themselves a disservice by not having a warm-up game in India?
No, I mean, it's become a trend now around the world. Even India don't prefer playing warm-up games when they're overseas. England have stopped doing that as well. They instead prefer carrying their England Lion squad along and playing a match with amongst each other so that you can be more in control of what's happening with the game. So what they've done in Sydney over the last 2 days is more an appetizer for what they expect to do in Bangalore. And look, there are a lot of experienced players and experienced coaching staff as well. Andrew McDonald knows all about those conditions. He's coached in Bangalore before. And the venue they picked is slightly far away. And what they aim to do is to replicate some of what they will be expecting to face in Nagpur and be more in control of it. I think they've tried it in Sydney, but it's really in those four gauge out the situation, what could lay an offer. And also, you know, sort of have these game plans. Because the one way to win in India is to have a fixed plan and stick with it as a team and as an individual. So I think the 4 days they spend there will tell us a lot about, or 4 or 5 days will tell us a lot about how they aim to, you know, overcome this big Indian challenge, and also how they will go eventually over the next 5 or so weeks.
Mm. How important is it for Australia to get off to a really strong start, you know, a win or a very, very close performance, if not, you know, a draw? Because we have heard that it's just about impossible to chase India down if they get off to a strong start.
Oh, no, absolutely. Playing Test cricket in India, especially against this team, is like the closest you'll come to playing T20 cricket or the shorter form cricket in terms of strategizing. Like, you have to strategize not just session by session, but hour by hour, half an hour periods by half an hour periods, where games can move very, very quickly, but then they can also move quite slowly. So it's so important to stay on top of that, which is why I am very confident with just the way Pat Cummins has captained this team in the subcontinent, what he did in Pakistan and Sri Lanka. He'll stick with it, and so will the coaching staff. And it is a long series, a format series. Australia famously started off with a 2-day win in Pune, you'll remember, in 2017. And they had a very good chance of winning in Bangalore. And then, you know, they saved the test in Ranchi. And they could well have won in Dharamsala. So they'll take a lot of confidence from that. But yeah, I mean, starting early in India or starting well in India is very, very vital for sure. But I think this team will also realize that because the conditions are going to be different from venue to venue, even if you lose in Nagpur, it's important that, like you said, you run India close and don't let any mental scars get into your head, especially as batters. You start like letting the Indian spinners, you know, wreaking havoc with the mindset, and then it's all over. Then it's a really uphill battle from there.
Yeah, Bharat, I know India are almost unbeatable in India. I think they've lost one of the last 34 series that they've played over there, and that was to Australia. In that series, we didn't go out with a spin attack. We took pace into that game. Are we playing into India's hands by taking spinners and, you know, bowling with, you know, maybe three spinners that we don't normally do?
That is where, like I said, they'll miss Cam Green in the early part of the series. Cam Green, the bowler, especially, because you're right. I mean, when they won in 2004, they just had one Shane Warne. Of course, Michael Clarke took all those wickets in the Mumbai Test once the series was won. They just had a very strict game plan where they said they're going to attack the stumps. They're going to bowl fuller. They're not going to stick to the Australian length. And between Glenn McGrath, Jason Gillespie, Michael Kasper, which I think they had the perfect combination to work out that plan. Having said that, though, things have changed. Like, you know, there's DRS now, and a lot of these Indian right-handers have had issues with the left-arm spinners, especially guys who can just angle the ball in, much like what Jadeja and Akshar Patel do for India. And so there will be a lot of onus and pressure on Ashton Agar to come good. Like right. Very few teams play without a left-arm spinner in India. And that's the reason I think Australia will want to play the second spinner. But then, you know, you do risk. It is a risk. It is a risk playing two spinners and just two seamers. But maybe in Nagpur, you need two spinners. Later on, maybe, you know, Delhi, Dharamsala, you could go in with three seamers. So, and hopefully by then Cam Green's bowling as well. So yeah. You have to keep thinking on your feet. There can't be one fixed plan.
Of course, you were part of the SEN commentary team broadcasting that test series live from India. And you leave tomorrow. Of course, we can't wait to hear your tones down the line on SEN, mate. Thanks very much for joining us tonight. Safe trip, and I hope it's a wonderful series.
Thank you so much, guys. Yeah, can't wait to get there.
The all-electric Kia EV6 GT Supercar. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Sports Day, Sports Update.
Yeah, we'll talk about a few other sports, Matt. Socceroos have given Graham Arnold another 4 years at the helm.
You'd think he deserves
beauty.
It, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I thought he did a great job over there at the World Cup. I mean, look, there was talk leading up to the World Cup that we weren't going to make it.
Yep.
And, you know, the knives are out, but he got them across the line. Well, him and the players, obviously.
Before we get to international, Jack, who just can't wait to talk about this to us. Let's have a listen to what Arnie said about continuing in the role and his hunger for it.
I have so much belief in the group of players and the great staff that I've got that, you know, this is just a start. You know, the last was obviously in Qatar was a fantastic achievement, but there's plenty more to come, and I truly believe that. And so I'm really looking forward to the what's in front of us.
Jack, you are very much across the round ball code, the world game, football. Mm. Good assignment, good appointment.
Very, very good appointment. Very excited for what he's going to do. I think, obviously, he proved it to the masses of what they did over there. I mean, he was voted by a French magazine as World Cup, the best manager of the World Cup in terms of performance. Mm. And for someone who really has the best interest of the game in the country at heart to be pushing it, that's what's most exciting. I mean, in the press conference just a little bit later on, he said, what we need is a home. We need a permanent home for this game to grow, better pathways for the junior games. And you don't always get that when you get an international coach just coming over, doing the work with the squad, but not really thinking about the game at whole. And,
it's a good point. I mean, you look at, you know, all the other major codes in this country, like your rugby leagues, your rugby unions, your AFLs, they've all got a base.
Yep.
And, you know, especially it's a growing sport in this country. And how could you not like Graham Arnold? I just think he's a really likeable guy.
Yeah, I did meet him many years ago. He came down to training when I was working with the Broncos. I know Sats knows him quite well. Yep. And I think Sats and others have said he would make a great league coach. He's a great guy who really I think would work super hard to get the best out in his players. So, well done. Now, on the Australian Open, are we saying it was a success overall? I did see Craig Tiley, who's pretty good. He dodged a few bullets. There's always a bit of controversy. He says more could be done to support Ukrainian players and their teams who can't go back home. They can't go back to their war-torn homes. So the Oz Open footed the bill for them and the teams to come at this Grand Slam, but it won't happen everywhere. So it's a tricky one, isn't it?
Novak's
dad sort of caught with those Russian fans.
It's sport and political unrest and war-torn countries. I mean, you just like to have sport as that safe haven, and if sport can step up and get people out of there and give them that place to perform and enjoy themselves away from all that.
But don't use it as a vehicle for your political views.
Yeah, that's right.
You see some fans doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not ideal. It's not ideal. Hey, actually, back on football, Jack, what was this about this Adelaide United star? Is it Yawandi?
Yeah, Yawandi. It was pretty sickening. Was in a game there and
3-3 against Melbourne City.
3-3.
Not that matters.
Broke his leg very
badly.
You know, one of those ones where
foot going the other way.
There's a bend in the leg.
Ricky Stewart did
it. Yeah. It just seems
sickening.
One of those things of, you know, when someone goes down with an injury, they're like, oh, they don't really know. Instantly, everyone knew he's just broken his leg.
Mm-hmm.
Some of his teammates were crying. It just, one of those instantaneous moments you go, something's gone wrong here. But the game had to be paused for half an hour because it took 13 minutes for an ambulance to arrive.
They didn't have an ambulance.
No standby ambulance. So you really have to be looking.
I would have thought at top level sport that would be compulsory,
mandatory,
wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Mandatory, but
wow, that's a surprise. I'm sure it won't happen again, or whoever was meant to organise it mightn't have a job next week.
Yeah. What's the worst injury you've seen, Matt?
Field? I've seen that. Craig Greenhill broke his neck one in a game that we played, and that was a bad one. And you know, fortunately,
that was something he could live with, and it didn't do any serious spinal damage.
Spinal damage, but I mean, you could see he was in a bad way, and he tried to sort of get up, and it was it was pretty horrific. And then, you know, a week later, he's got screws in his head and stuck in traction for.
It actually made him look better, didn't it?
Yeah, the screws. Yeah, yeah. It suited his look
more than anyone I've ever seen. Knuckles.
Big Nuxie. Love it.
Hope he's not listening.
Well, I hope he is.
Yeah, we'll hear about it. And the Dubai Desert Classic. Well, it's got a round to go. It's been delayed a bit. Rory McIlroy is leading that at the moment.
What about in his third round? He shoots a 7-under. Mm. After putting his second into the water on the last hole, like it's like
unbelievable,
mate. I'm lucky to shoot seven over with.
He has been in the headlines all this week about the big drama between
him and Patrick Reed
and the live versus the rest and everything else.
Yeah.
All right. And now time for our NFL update. You can stream every NFL game this season live on NFL Game Pass. Visit NFLGamePass.com. Matt, tell us about it.
Well, Jordan Mailata. I'm Jordan Mailata, the star Aussie.
Did he get much time?
Oh, he plays starter. He's a starter. He plays every snap. He's one of the main players on that offensive line.
He's a weapon, isn't he?
He is a weapon. 6'8", 160 kilos, and moves like I used to. Like, literally. And he's that big.
He's not as quick as you, man. Well, he can move well, though.
Yeah, he can
move very, very well.
Who
would you maybe compare to? Who's one of the really big men in our in NRL? Like Payne Haas or...
Maybe a David Fifita.
Guys that can move, Fifita? Still move laterally well. And he does.
They beat my 49ers today. So they'll match up against the Kansas City Chiefs, who knocked over the Bengals. Look, fantastic couple of games. Super Bowl's in 2 weeks' time. It's going to be... It's the biggest one sporting event on the globe. It's in Arizona.
And you were going to try to go if your team had won.
It was a very...
Well, that takes a bit of strain off you.
Well, it doesn't take strain off me. Well, I was getting excited, Badge.
Would you have gone?
Absolutely.
Would you have got tickets?
Absolutely.
It
was lined up. I was ready to go, and now my Niners aren't there. There's no way I can go and watch two other teams.
Don't forget you can get it on NFL Game Pass. It's all thanks to Kia, the all-electric Kia EV6 GT supercar. Back soon with 3 burning questions.
The all-electric Kia EV6 GT supercar. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
It is Toolkit Depot, your trade pro partner. You get everything you want there. Talking about pros, Novak Djokovic, love him or hate him, it seems there's no in between. Matt, I won't ask you where you stand. I'll put it this way: is Novak Djokovic now the GOAT of tennis?
As far as I'm concerned, the jury's out still on that one. He's leveled up with Rafa. You know, I still think there's players of the past that. Yeah, look, it's a hard one. I think if he wins a few more majors this year, you'd have to call it, but not at this stage.
Righto. Well, I'm with you, mate, because I'm not a fan. He could win 40 majors, and I'd still say it's Rod Laver or Roger Federer. I think a part of it, Matt, for mine is not just what you do on the court; it's the other stuff.
Yeah, I get that.
The court.
And yeah.
Yes. All right. You got one there for me.
Yeah. Was the Australian Open a bit of a fizzer?
It was, for me it was. I really enjoyed watching Kubler and Hinjikata win the doubles, and it made me proud to be an Australian, which is the place I want to be. So without Nick Kyrgios, I went, yes, this is great, because he does embarrass me.
He embarrasses me, but he also creates hype around the event. So not having him there.
He does create hype for people, but he's a jerk, and he embarrasses me. So I was glad that he wasn't there. But then, it did lose something. Over the last couple of weeks, we saw this big swing that people that I reckon would normally, you know, watch the tennis. They're watching the cricket because Steve Smith, the entertainer, was going to town. And the tennis numbers really dropped off. Mm. So it is about those special personalities, yeah. And we didn't have Ash Barty, and no, Federer right. wasn't there, and
well, that's you know, I mean, last
Nadal
year
Nadal knocked out early, and Kyrgios
yeah.
out. So
yeah, Barty going on that run and winning it, and the special K's, it's love them or hate them. They created hype, and you know this year it wasn't quite the same.
Righto, quick one, last one, third burning question: will you be watching Maths? It starts tonight, doesn't it?
This is. Yeah, I will be.
Really?
Yeah, only because my wife.
Have you
does.
Watched it before?
I haven't. Oh yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've watched
You've
it.
Watched it. Well, I try to avoid it, but if Carlene starts to get into it, my wife and we get it, you get sucked into it. Yeah. But I sit there every 5 minutes going, "Oh, you idiot! This is frustrating."
Yeah, I'm wasting my life.
But you still get
life.
Into it. Yeah. I think a lot of our listeners feel the same. Toolkit Depot, everything you need to get the job done. Shop, in store, online. Back soon to wrap it all up.
The all-electric Kia EV6 GT Supercar. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Righto, Matty, we're going to give you a weather update before we do anything for New Farm Australian through and through. And up there in Atherton, North Queensland, listening on SEN 99.1 FM, that is the home of the Atherton Eagles Footy Club, and they got a working bee this Saturday. So what a chance for us to mention that. Go on there, get along, help them out, the Atherton Eagles Footy Club. So tomorrow, top of 29. High chance of showers, which is quite often this time of year,
up in North
Queensland, and the possibility of a storm. So showers and they're different showers and storms, aren't they, International Jack?
Yes.
Okay. And a low of 20 overnight. Mm. Still a bit warm.
Still warm,
this
yeah,
time
absolutely.
Of year. New Farm's products are formulated with the highest quality right here in Australia. New Farm Australian through and through.
It's time for the last blast on Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, building a more resilient Queensland. That's the Suncorp spirit, Matt. Our under 18 national hockey team,
ice hockey team,
have had a big win.
They have
internationally.
It's amazing.
When I first read this, I went, "Wow, they've won the world championship." This is Division 2, Group A.
Yeah.
So now they've been promoted to Division 1, Group B
for 2024.
Next year.
Yeah.
So
a couple of years time.
Division
yeah,
1.
Year.
Jack, is that the highest one? Or is there still like a Super League?
I think they're one rung below. So I think there's Division 1 Group A.
Well, but we're improving.
Oh, absolutely. We're what a improving. Good win. Get amongst it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good on you, girls. Well done.
Righto, Jack. Awesome. Tell us about the FA Cup.
Yeah, FA Cup over the weekend. So no EPL. Man City defeated Arsenal, which was, it's always interesting when you've got the main league, the EPL, and then you've got these other sub leagues and they verse each other. But Man City got the win on them.
They what?
Liverpool. What?
They do what to each other?
They got the wood on them.
They play each other.
Yeah but in different competitions. So, you know, it's interesting.
I know
what you said, didn't
that.
You?
Yeah.
We can't go there.
Liverpool knocked out by Brighton, which is awful. But Wrexham, Woogie's team, they keep the dream alive with a three-all draw against Sheffield United. So they have to go to a replay.
He keeps thinking Ryan Reynolds, what's that character he plays? Deadpool's going to run out for him.
Or be
in goals.
Yeah, cool. That's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. But that's, you know, there's about 75 teams between them. So still great for Wrexham.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, huge. Well done. And Aaron Moy scored again for Celtic. They beat Dundee United.
Mm.
Yeah.
And puts them at the top of the table. So, Ange Postecoglou, you star. 50 wins in just 61 games.
Jeez, that's
in
a great record, isn't it?
Yeah. Brilliant. Where to go, Matt?
Yep,
thanks for joining us, mate.
Pleasure.
Good to have you along again. And we'll see you next time you're around. Make sure you've got the right insurance this storm season. Search Suncorp Home Insurance for a quote today. It's all for the Kia EV6 GT Supercar. Catch you later.
Goodbye!